Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is my sister Ada from the continent of Africa. We thank God for her.
specifically she's from Nigeria. And only Jesus, only you, Jesus. And we give God praise and glory and honor on this morning. Bless his holy name. Let us go to God in prayer and go to our encouragement from God's word. I'm your hostess, Pastor Katisa. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. You are amazing. You are awesome. There is none like you, oh God. And so we bless your holy name on today. You are, you do exceedingly above all we can ask or think in the prayers. Father God, you lead us and guide us in your word. God, you inform us from the scripture, the times that we're living in, your judgments in the earth, and what we can expect in these days, these last days. To you be the glory, Father God. To you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God, amen. And so our topic today is judgment. It's judgment. And if we go to the word of God, we go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 says, "For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. It begins with us. What will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?" Verse 18 says, "And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner?" 19 says, So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. So, right now, there is judgment in the earth. And God says, and he says specifically to us in the New Testament, the church, the body of Christ, he says, "For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household, with us, his children, his people." And if it begins with us, then, you know, what about the ungodly? What about the sinner? Those are the ones that God is sending us into the harvest field to reach. Those are the ones that we are planting seeds, watering seeds, and he's the one who makes the seeds grow. Think about judgment. God's judgment is so described from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And I'm looking up, you know, on a Bible dictionary online, and it talks about that the importance of this concept of judgment, specifically in the Old Testament, is closely linked with God. And it says it may denote the process whereby a verdict is reached or the verdict itself. It is bound up with the notions of justice and righteousness, and has fundamental importance for biblical religion. And so we'll find the word judgment in the scripture, and that first judgment is the foundation of God's throne, Psalms 97:2. And if we turn there, we turn to Psalms, to the book of Psalms. Amen. The book of Psalms, Psalms 97:2. Praise God's name. We turn there very quickly, very quickly. We know our time is short here. And so it says, "Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne." Justice relating to judgment. Psalm 96:13, the previous chapter says, "Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth." In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 4, verse 4 says, "The Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire." And so the purposes of judgment is to render God's justice and his righteousness from his throne. And scripture, this judgment cannot be separated from whom God is. And he doesn't judge because he wants to be mean or, you know, he does not want to be compassionate. God is a compassionate and gracious God. And a lot of times he wants to avoid judgment. That's why he said in the book of Ezekiel, I look for someone to make up the hedge. I look for an intercessor so that I would not have to destroy the land. God does not want to destroy people. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. No, God wants everyone everywhere to repent, to change their mind, to rend their hearts, it says in the book of Joel. Rend your heart. Turn from your wicked ways, it says in Chronicles, and seek my face. Pray. And he wants to heal the land. God wants to heal. He doesn't want to destroy. But we see the judgments happening in the earth against unrighteousness and wickedness. And there is coming a final judgment of all. It's called the white throne judgment. And so God is saying, don't just give my love without the description of me as being benevolent and not speak to the people about judgment. Sin must be judged because God is a righteous God. I wouldn't want to be in front of an unrighteous judge or someone who does something injustice towards me go and a judge gives them and declares them innocent when they're not innocent. But what I would want is the grace of God for that person and for me, amen, if we repent and we admit we need a Savior, we need his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we take this gospel message and we say it's appointed once for man to die, and then there is the judgment. And we speak on God's behalf as one knowing the truth that God's people are people of truth and drawing and lifting up Jesus Christ so others are drawn unto him, calling on his name and being saved. Instead of judgment, we receive justification. And then from the Holy Spirit, sanctification. Glory be unto God. I thank God for you. Be blessed. Have an awesome rest of your day and week. Let us contemplate the days, contemplate the times that we're living in, and respond to God accordingly as he's leading each one of us by his Spirit. Be blessed. Go with God. Join us on Saturday for Youth of Harvest as we uplift our youth. Amen. Be blessed.